The Gemara in Chagiga and Avchav Amalav is discussing the dinim of those who eat chulin or taras hakodesh. They try to keep their chulin betaira as if it would be kodesh. And the Gemara says the following halacha, 14 lines down from the top of the Amud. Amar of Yonis and Menelaza, nafla ma'farta himenu. If a person has a ma'paris, some type of scarf, and it fell from him, it fell on the ground, and this person who was holding the scarf was keeping it betaira, he was eichel taras hakodesh, and he was shomer that it shouldn't become tamei. Amr lechaver tanali. So he told his friend, he says, "Could you pick up my scarf and give it to me?" So his friend picked it up and he gave it to him. But nasan loy tmeya, the halach is that the scarf is now considered tame. So in other words, I have a scarf which I keep at Tyra. I gave it to my friend. I told him to pick it up for me and give it to me. Even though there's no reason to assume his friend is tame, but the fact that his friend had it for a second, it was by him and not by me, we have to assume now that the scarf is going to be tummy. So why is that? What's the reason for that? So the Gemara says on the bottom of the Amud, Rashi brings it down over here, that we have a klal of Ein Adam Meshamer Mashabiyad Chaveira. A person can't be Meshamer, a person can't watch something which is in the hand of his friend. So when the scarf is in my hand, I can be Meshamer, I can watch it, but when it goes in the hands of my friend, even though I could see him and I'm right there, but if he's the one holding it and not me, that is not considered a Shmira, one cannot be Shemer, one cannot guard something which is Biyad Chaveira, and for that reason, we have to assume that it's tummy. Once the scarf went into somebody else's hands, because my shmir doesn't help on something which is biad chaver. That's the basis of this halacha, the way the Gemara comes out. Now, this seems to be a halacha legabi tumu and taira that has no relevance to us nowadays, but the truth is that this halacha, this Gemara, is very much relevant to us today, to the inyanim of afiyas matzahs, of baking matzah. And this is something that the Minchas Chinuch points out in Mitzvah Yud, the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. So the Minchas Chinuch over there is going on the din of Lishma by Matzah. When you bake Matzah, it has to be done Lishma. The Afiyah, the Lisha, the Aricha, it has to be done Lishma. You have to do it Lishem Matzah's Mitzvah. And based upon that, many Pesachim say that a guy is not able to bake the matzahs because a guy can't think Lishma. The din Lishma is only by a Yid, not by a guy. And therefore, if a guy would bake the matzah, it would not be kosher for Lal HaSeder. But not only that, but even if the Yisrael is there, and the Yisrael is Eimer al-Gabav, even if the Yisrael is standing there next to the guy and telling him to be Mechavan Lishma, that's not going to help, because many places can hold the Gabe other dinim of Lishma, Lamashul Gabe Get. A Get has to be done Lishma. So if a guy wrote the Get, then it's going to be possible. Even if Yisrael is Eimer al-Gabav, even if Yisrael is there and thinking Lishma, or telling him to do it Lishma, it's not going to help. And therefore, by matzah, it won't help either. So if the guy did the Afiyah, even if Yisrael is standing over him and telling him to do it Lishma, it doesn't work, because Gadol Oymer al-Gabin doesn't work, the guy can't be Mechavan Lishma, and therefore the matzah is going to be Pasul. That's what the halacha is according to many Paiskim. So the Minchas Chinuch has a very stark kasha in this din, and the Minchas Chinuch says that Lo Habayish and Lo Meid, I'm not embarrassed to ask this kasha. He says, Oydev Lo Evayish, Menalon L'chol Rishonim Dinze. He says, I have no idea where all the Rishonim got this from. He can't understand why a matzah should be Pasul if a guy baked it, but the Yisrael is Eimer al-Gabav, and the Yisrael is being Meshamer Lishma. He says, Bishma by a get, he understands why if a guy wrote it and the Yisrael is watching over him, it doesn't work, because it says over there, v'chasav la lishma, meaning the din lishma is a din in the ksiva, the writing has to be lishma. So if the guy is the one who wrote it and he can't be mecham lishma, the fact that Yisrael is standing on top of him and thinking lishma is not going to help, because it's not the observer that has to think lishma, it's the v'chasav, the one who writes it has to think lishma, and that doesn't work because the guy is not mecham lishma, and therefore Eimer al-Gabav is not going to help. But frankly, he says, by matzah, it's different. By matzah, it never says, va'afitam lishma. It doesn't say, do an afiyah lishma. It doesn't say, do a lisha lishma. What does it say? It says, v'shmartim, b'sharmi lishma. Guard the matzah lishma. Watch the matzah lishma. In other words, watch it over to make sure it's not chametz and do that lishma. So if that's the case, there's no din that the guy who's baking it has to think lishma. No, it's the one who's watching the process has to think lishma. So if the guy is baking it and I'm watching over him and I think lishma, then that itself should be the din of lishma. That's u'shmartam as a matzah lishma. I'm being meshamret lishma. It's not the pshat that my kavana lishma is going to help for the guy who's doing the afiyah and I have to put my kavana into his maisa. No, no one ever said that afiyah has to be lishma. All it says is u'shmartam as a matzah. You should watch the matzah lishma. So why can't the Yisrael Eimer al-Gabav work? Because he himself is watching it lishma, not because the guy is doing it lishma. So the fee of the guy should help, even though the guy is not being mecham lishma, because the Yisrael Eimer al-Gabav is being mecham lishma. So the Minchas Chinuch does not understand the chlal why a guy can't do the afiyah if the Yisrael is watching over him lishma. That's his kasha on these paiskim. And Minchas Chinuch answers, he says, Anachinami, really, make your dinner should work. There's no din that the guy has to be eifel lishma. The whole din is I have to watch it lishma. But the reason why I the Yisrael, can't watch it lishma if the guy is doing the afiyah is because of a technical issue based on our Gemara over here in Chagiga and Daf Chaf, this klal of Ein Adam Meshamer Mashbiyad Chaveira. The Gemara tells us a klal, that when something is in the hands of somebody else, I can't be mishamer. I can't be mishamer the mafiris when it's in the hands of my friend, because even though I'm watching it, I'm looking at it, but if it's in his hands, not in my hands, my shmir is not considered a shmirah. Only the one holding it can be mishamer. So he says the same thing over here. Really, the Yisrael being mishamer with the guy is doing technically should work, but the problem is, I can be mishamer, it's in your hands, and for that reason, my lishma is not going to work for you, and being that the guy can't think lishma, and Aymer al-Gabba doesn't work, therefore it's not going to work because of the din of Eino the mishamer mashabi al-Khavera. That's how the Mechas Chinuch understands the din of lishma by matzah. So the whole din that a guy can't do afil by matzah, even if he's all Zaymer al-Gabba, is based on this Gemara over here, l'gabbe tamantara, the Eino the mishamer mashabi al-Khavera. That's the chiddush of the Mechas Chinuch. Now, the truth is that what he's saying is not so pashut, because if you look in the Miri over here, and this is brought down on the Haggais and the Minchas Chinuch, the Miri over here says, Lehadia, not like the Minchas Chinuch. The Miri brings those who want to say, they want to learn from here, that when it comes to matzah, Gadol Eimel, you saw Eimel Gav is not going to work, is Eimel Damasham or Mashbiad Chaveirai, but says the Meiri, that is not a, there's no right from here. Vein Zaklum, there's not a Tzushal at all. So, Komashu Tali Bechimitz Levad, Ein Hesachadas Paiso. When it comes to Chimitz, Hesachadas doesn't passel. And he says, Dafka by Tarus, Ushinet no Hesachadas, that's not a global cloud. You can't watch something which is in the hands of your friend. Of course you can watch something in the hands of your friend. This is a special din, Gabi Tuma, one who's eating al Taras HaKadosh. You can't even have a Hesach Das. You can't be Masiach Das for a second. So when it's in your hands, I'm Masiach Das. That's not considered that my Das is fully out. That's when you need a din of no Hesach Das. But when it comes to Matzah, where there's no din, they can't be Masiach Das. Just the din, they have to constantly be Shomer. Shmira, it could be considered, even though it's Biad Chaveray. So the Miri is saying clearly there's no Raya from this Gemara to what the din would be by Matzah. And that would be not like the Minchas Chinuch. But even though the Miri over here says not like the Minchas Chinuch, but the Miri in Psachim and Daf Mem says exactly like the Minchas Chinuch. So the Minchas Chinuch is really mechaben to the Miri over there. The Miri over there is going in a different shita, and he says that there are those who learn from the that the reason why Aymer al-Gabav doesn't work by a guy is based on this Gemara in Chagiga. Eino da Meshamer Mash Biyad Chaveray. He seems to hold that that's a din in all Shmira, not just in Hesach Hadas. So it seems to be a Machloikis Vishenim over here, two different shitas in the Meiri that is bringing down whether you can learn from Agamar, Eino da Meshamer Mash Biyad Chaveray, that that would apply to Matzah as well, and therefore you can't be Aymer al-Gabav when a guy is doing the Afia, like the Minchas Chinuch says, or perhaps it's different over here because this is the din of Hesach Hadas, which one would not have when it comes to Matzah.